Banff. A prescribed fire that got away near the Banff townsite last week is now classified as under control. According to Parks Canada's fire update, the Compound Meadows prescribed burn that jumped from the west side of Banff Avenue to the east side on Wednesday afternoon, May 3, was under control at 3 hectares as of Saturday, May 6. Fire crews continue to work to extinguish hotspots within the area, said Kira Tryon, a public relations and communications officer for Banff National Park in a statement. An area closure is still in place for Compound Meadows, although the Legacy Trail is now open. After all prescribed fires and wildfires, an after-action review is completed. In the coming weeks, Parks Canada will complete a review of what happened, lessons learned, and recommendations moving forward, said Tryon. Horses are being allowed back to the Banff Light Horse Association corrals, starting today, Sunday, May 7. Due to the ongoing assessment and repairs on site, we kindly ask that the public give space to the Banff Light Horse Association and the workers while operations are underway, said Tryon. When the flames jumped Banff Avenue on Wednesday, the fire forced the evacuation of Banff Rocky Mountain Resort and Mount View Barbecue, a private event and reception venue, and at least 10 horses from the Banff Light Horse Association. Crews were black lining the pre-burning of grasses and shrubs adjacent to a control line before igniting a prescribed burn, to protect the wildlife exclusion fence along the Trans-Canada Highway when wind whipped up unexpectedly and spread flames to the east side of Banff Avenue, burning about 3 hectares. Wind speeds went from 10 kilometers per hour to 28 kilometers per hour very quickly and were not in the forecast. The fire danger rating at the time was high and the temperature that day soared into the mid-20s Celsius. The fire burned down 3 sheds at the Banff Light Horse Association corrals, including one belonging to the pioneering Brewster family who lost treasured family heirlooms, including saddles. The iconic Bill Paita entrance sign to the town of Banff on Banff Avenue also burned to the ground. There was minor damage to wildlife exclusion fencing along the Trans-Canada Highway. There was also some damage to the Mountain View Cemetery. At Ropia da Paik, driving past a huge fire on the way home from a job site. Hash for you page hashtag trending hash FYP hashtag ScaraTikToks hashtag wildfire hashtag firefighter hashtag Alberta hash Banff hashtag stay safe musical note summer mode, official sound studio. Tryon said during any incident that Parks Canada's top priority is to ensure the safety of the public, including both residents and visitors. Regrettably, during this incident there was loss of infrastructure and valuable personal items belonging to members of the community, she said. Parks Canada wishes to extend sincere condolences to those community members for their loss. The main 125-hectare Compound Meadows prescribed fire, which was meant to start on Friday, weather permitting, aimed at improving habitat in an important wildlife corridor between the industrial compound and Trans-Canada Highway. A major goal is to protect Banff townsite from a future wildfire. The main burn has been postponed.